Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On our previous Almanac, Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin discussed the impact of the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill has on current ag policy. On today's program, Brad digs into the topic of trade deals and tariffs, which could cause uncertainty this year.
This whole year has been sort of inundated with trade headlines. The implementation of tariffs, whether it's a negotiating leverage tool or whether it's tariffs for the sake of tariff policy to try and support more U.S.-based production and manufacturing and so forth. But we have been strong on the on the roadway towards tariffs. There were tariffs. There have been retaliatory tariffs from other countries put on the U.S. in reaction to those tariffs. There were the so-called reciprocal tariffs that President Trump announced in April, and accumulating losses that producers are realizing as particularly agricultural commodities lose out on export opportunities like soybeans to China, but many other commodities and many other markets as well. While there have been so many sort of trade conflict headlines, there have also been sort of this laundry list of headlines about trade deals. And the administration, to their credit, while they have sort of created conflict with the tariffs, they've also been negotiating deals with various countries to either roll back the tariffs or at least to come to some agreement on maybe a reduced base level of tariff activity. Well, that suggests some opportunities to either regain those markets or even to grow markets where we've sort of been disadvantaged for some time. That even includes China, where we saw substantial losses of ag market opportunities and soybean exports to China that just disappeared. Ultimately, to see a deal with China that says China is going to buy a minimum number of soybeans over the next few years. Lots of detail is still uncertain there, but amidst all that uncertainty, we could more readily calculate losses than we could calculate promises for future gains. Well, along with that, then there have been many calls for assistance along the way. Ag producer groups arguing that if we're facing the brunt of these losses, we're going to need some assistance to get to success in the future, and been described as particularly we need a bridge between sort of current economic realities and the future promises of better markets and better support. Well, back up OB3 that increased both commodity program support and crop insurance support does theoretically provide better support in the future, but once those programs start paying out next October, well, there's a gap between now and next October at least, or maybe even longer if the tariff and trade concerns continue.
Brad points out there was a trade assistance package announced in December, which is a broader effort to support farmers affected by unfair trade practices.
The theoretical bridge, as I said, is from current economic concerns to hopefully future prosperity. But it's market losses due to trade conflicts and other unfair or challenging trade practices. It's economic concerns due to higher production costs and inflation pressure and so forth. So it's a broad analysis of sort of the economic need in agriculture and in crop production agriculture today. And that was the announcement. $12 billion in total, $11 billion of that to be allocated through through a formula for planted crops for 2025 to help pay for that economic loss. Those are payments that have, with payment rates that have been, that they say will be announced before Christmas, and payments theoretically before the end of February. So some relatively quick assistance coming here if they can actually roll it out on schedule.
Brad will return to discuss other aspects of ag market uncertainties for the upcoming year. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.